Bill F., and it's Wendy Snyder with you on WGN. We're at 312-981-7200 if you'd like to call in or text in. Every other Wednesday, Dane Neal stops by. You know Dane from Access Appetite and from his fill-in work here at WGN and as a frequent guest on our show. Hi, Dane. How are you?
It is good to be here. Nice good to see you guys. And your pants, they look just like your pants.
Well, they're not my pants, Dane, and it's not something I'm comfortable
whose pants
talking
are
about.
They?
We don't know. I know we don't know. You have brought royalty with you.
I have. In studio, and just honored to have her. She is, of course, she's Chicago's breakfast queen. Heavenly Hots. She brings the Heavenly Hots to people. She was the...
Oh, I thought that's what you were calling me.
That was her dancer name back,
right,
in,
for years.
Back in the day. Many of course, the visionary behind Ina's, the beloved breakfast spot, the star of Breakfast at Ina's, the movie, author of Taste Memories, Recipes for Life, and Breakfast, the one and only Ina Pinkney.
Good morning.
So nice to meet you.
It's an honor. I want you to know I even put on the high definition TV makeup for you today.
Thank you for that.
You never know.
Right. There could be a camera somewhere. Let's talk about that title for a second, The Breakfast Queen. That's with good reason. You're just that good. Do you feel honored when you hear that phrase?
I do, considering I made it up.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
Self-proclaimed.
Self-proclaimed. When I started making breakfast, which was in 1991, there was nothing like ours. There was no high-end fine dining breakfast restaurant. And somebody said, so what do you think you should be called? And I went, well, the Breakfast Queen.
Sure.
And it stuck. Lucky me.
Well, you think in just really what was a short period of time that so many of us can remember, yeah, you know, Chicago has become this, you know, globally renowned food town. And then, you know, one of the it's the most important meal of the day, but one of those meals that's often thought of just kind of a pedestrian necessity, right? You got to eat when you wake up. Mm-hmm. And Ina was the one who kind of brought it into the forefront. So Ina, what do you think as far as like Chicago, what about this passion for breakfast? Because people just absolutely love it now.
Well, here's the thing. You say to people, what's your favorite meal? They go, oh, I love breakfast. And what do they eat at home? Practically nothing. They only go to get a bagel and coffee. But when they go out to eat, and for years they accepted very mediocre food. Why? Because it all came to the table together at the same time. You're making someone breakfast at home. You go get the coffee. Then you sit down. Someone wants a toast. You want to make your eggs your way. Do you want this? Nobody ever sits together. So for years, there was a lot of mediocre food. And just because someone's in the kitchen cracking eggs for you because they're there prepping for lunch doesn't mean they know how to cook eggs, doesn't mean they know how to handle the batter or make the grits just right. Mm-hmm. So it took a long time. And when I got the column here at the Tribune, mm-hmm, Breakfast with Ina, which is now in its second year, I can't believe it, I had to go to 31 restaurants to find 18 I could actually write about because the food was so bad.
Yeah, that's
but
terrible.
Now, in the last couple of years, things have changed dramatically because the high-end chefs, mm-hmm, who hated the hours and working all around the clock, decided to open their own places that serve just breakfast and lunch and once in a while dinner. So they've brought their knowledge of ingredients, they've brought their palates with them, and they brought these new techniques, and they're opening up breakfast and lunch restaurants. So I got it real easy now, everybody.
Yeah,
real easy.
There's nothing like going out to breakfast. I got to tell you, I make really kick-ass omelets. I'll tell you that right now. But you're right. Everybody eats at different times. The hash browns are never ready at the same time.
See, you knew that.
Maybe it's the virtue of the name. It's got the word fast in it. It's break fast. It just makes you seem like we got to hurry up and get this thing done quick.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When you order something from Amazon Prime, it takes 2 days. You order a plate from me, it better take 18 minutes.
That's the deal.
Because that's the deal. 18-minute ticket time is ideal.
Right.
And, you know, you want it. Even if it's fried chicken and waffles, you want it there.
Yep.
So my job was to figure out, how do I get you this perfect plate of food in 18 minutes?
True.
So and what do you do when someone has a cell phone in Ina's?
Oh, we didn't allow that. Mm-hmm. From the very beginning.
Don't you love that, Bill?
I want to hug you.
I knew that would make you happy.
So the first, we opened up on Webster and Bissell in 1991, and three men came in suits, carrying phones that were as big as a shoe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they started talking because there were no towers, and they were yelling, and I looked over the counter, and I went, oh, my God, this is the future, and it's ugly.
Yeah.
And I stopped it right then and there, and people were really angry because they felt entitled. They had a phone, hardly anybody else did, and they did not want to be left out. So the best story I tell is when former Governor Blagojevich came in on his phone. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, Governor, I can't seat you till you're off the phone. And he looked at me and thought I was kidding.
He
and
laughed, probably like, oh, that's
he
cute.
Tried to get around me, but I boxed him out. And I said, no, Governor, I will not seat you until you're off the phone. And finally, he clicked his old flip phone, put it in his pocket, and he goes, "Really?" And I said, "Really?" And as I walk him to the table, all my customers applauded.
Oh, good.
Because the rule is the rule.
Yeah.
Well, one day the FBI will release all the wiretap phone, and you will hear him say, "I have to get off the phone. I'm at Inez."
Oh, that is so funny. You should have had him put a hairnet on, too, because while he was walking by, his hair would have fallen on somebody else's breakfast.
People have enjoyed for so many years you at Inez now in all these different forms, whether it's the books, whether it's the movies, whether it's the column with the Tribune. Mm-hmm. And now people are going to enjoy you, your information, your direction, your inspiration as you're joining another beloved food personality, Hot Doug, Doug Sohn. You guys are doing a talk.
We are. Can you imagine the two of us together? It's heaven.
It's gonna be fun.
So we call it post-traumatic restaurant disorder. Because we both have the same feelings about going out to eat when we see a busser who should be doing something else, walking around, just topping off your water constantly mm-hmm. because they don't want to look like they're not busy. Mm-hmm. And then we put their fingers in the glasses. I mean, there's so many things that we see that we just don't like. And so he and I are going to be speaking at Cliff Dwellers on the 24th, and it's usually a private club.
Yeah.
But you can make reservations and come and have breakfast for dinner. My food will be on the buffet, and then Doug and I sit and talk to each other. We don't have a moderator. I put a lot of topics in a basket,
yeah.
and we just pick one out, and then we ask each other questions, or we talk about the things that are on that. And so I may say to him, who was the worst vendor you ever had? You know, or who cooked for you when you were six?
Yeah.
So we have this delicious conversation, and he is a riot.
He's a great guy.
He is.
You should call it Someone's in the Kitchen with Ina.
And I know people can experience all the things that you're doing in so many different places, but people want to catch up with you on social media or maybe get out to one of these talks. Give ways people can catch up with all your adventures.
You can sign up for my newsletter, which always has everything, and that's at breakfastqueen.com.
All right.
Breakfastqueen.com. And I put out a newsletter like I've been doing for 23 years on the first of every month, and it's kind of a fun thing to do. I am at Twitter at breakfastqueen1. I'm a big Twitter girl.
I'm following you right now.
Thank you. I do like Twitter a lot.
I do too.
Facebook, I'm right there at Facebook telling mm-hmm. people where I'm going. The movie, the documentary that was made about the closing of my restaurant is in film festivals all over the country. And the next one I go to is in Chagrin Falls, Ohio. So that's going to be fun to go to that one also.
So nice to finally meet you.
We've heard your story
for years and years and years. And
you're
even better in person. So thanks, Ina.
Thank you.
Great
Continued
to see you.
Success.
A quick break and then more talk of food with Dane Neal. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Which is sponsored by Resurrection University, by the way.
All right, it's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dane Neal is still in studio, continuing with his line of the legends
line
of Foodland.
Of
right. The food and the questions will continue. Tell us who is now in studio, Dane.
Well, we went from breakfast legend Ina Pinckney to really one of Chicago's, and I think maybe the world's, you know, one of the greatest and most revered chefs that we've had either in this city or any other, and brought so much acclaim to Chicago from all over for many years. When you talked about food and you talked about Chicago, wherever you would go, Charlie Trotter's name would come up. And since his passing, his friends, family, colleagues have carried on with the Trotter Project. And so we have Ann Trotter. She is here as well as Chef Bill Kim from Urban Belly. And, of course, he was the sous chef and the chef de cuisine over at Trotter's as well. And this is exciting. It's exciting stuff because, you know, number one, we lost Charlie way too soon.
Yep.
Absolutely.
But it's just amazing to see all of these colleagues and notables in the food world kind of rally around, kind of carrying on his message.
Good. Nice to meet both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Really
appreciate
it.
Our pleasure.
Let's talk about him for just a little bit. One of those guys who was a game changer when it came to food. You knew him your whole life. What was it like to be that close to him for so long?
Well, he was a very, very active brother, sibling. He was the oldest child of four and very busy kid. And in high school, he wound up getting into gymnastics, which helped him to really learn a very disciplinary nature of perfecting tumbling and trampoline, where he would compete on that, and was very disciplined in that and had to practice over and over these routines and learn excellence. And then went on to college and University of Wisconsin-Madison, where he was learning to cook a little bit because he lived in a house where he didn't have access to dorm food initially.
And all guys, no one's going to cook. He had to, you know, he drew the short stick.
Yes. Well, he and a roommate would have a competition, of course. It got to be competitive, and they would try to outdo one another and became very interested in cooking, and got a love of cooking, and also got a job as a waiter in a restaurant. And that combination sparked something. So he abandoned his political science aspirations. That was his degree at that school, and went on to learn about cooking and worked in some restaurants and studied across the world to dine in famous places and learn about cooking.
Well, Bill, you mentioned a game changer, and really, you know, one of those guys that did things that hadn't been done or done in that way before. And Chef Kim, you know, you're a big part of the Trotter Project and being involved with it. But talk about it, because I know that there were chefs coming up that were trying to find ways to work with and around Charlie Trotter. And of course, you did.
Yeah. You know, he really jump-started my career. He is my culinary father. Mm. Really gave me the path to lead me to what he called excellence, and super, super detail oriented, and work with the best products from all over the country. You want to talk about farm to table? Almost 25 years ago, we were doing it. Yeah. We were getting venison from New York. We were getting fish from Japan. We would never buy any fish from the Midwest. We would get it from the East Coast, West Coast. I had, back in the day, I would have a cordless phone, too, mm-hmm. in my back pocket. And these were vendors, foragers, people calling us and say, we have porcini mushrooms in Oregon. Mm-hmm. Then we have morels in the Midwest. And we would have cod in the East Coast. So
it's like organ transplants. You have to be at the ready when you get that phone call to go pick it up.
Exactly.
It's crazy. What you mentioned, because the Trotter helicopter, of course, right. flying in.
Sure. So the choreography of it all was what you described, but the trade-off was people, customers, diners were getting a taste sensation they were not accustomed to.
The best of the best.
Yeah.
And such a pioneer. I mean, Charlie Trotter, such a pioneer, and leading the way for everybody else to think it's really cool and rock star-like to be a chef.
Well, and he really was a launching pad in his restaurant. His restaurant was in business for 25 years, and the amount of people that came out of there and have started their own things, whether it was in the restaurant industry, which mainly it was, but elsewhere, and gone beyond and taken that excellence with them.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Trotter Project, you know, what it does, you know, how it kind of furthers some of the things that he was passionate about. And then, Bill, we want to talk about maybe some of the chefs that are involved in the events that people can participate in over the next week or so.
Well, the Trotter Project formed after Charlie passed away. The family was approached by a group of culinary individuals saying, how can we continue this legacy? We heard time and time again, our family, I would not be where I am today if it weren't for Charlie. And so we got together and formed the Trotter Project, which seeks to unite individuals interested in the culinary fields, service, and hospitality, and inspire young talent. And so we're continuing. Charlie did quite a bit of help and inspiration to young kids. We're continuing that and inspiring the young minds through mentorships, internships, and connections with people in the culinary field.
And an event is coming up that we need to know about, or no?
Today is the 29th anniversary of Charlie's restaurant opening to this day. And we're also launching Charlie Trotter Day today, which is a way for the culinary world to embrace his spirit and, mm-hmm. and love for food. And many restaurants across the United States are involved in preparing dishes, menu items that will, sales of those will proceeds will go to us.
And share some of the other notable chefs that are involved just really quickly. And then, of course, the website where people can get involved and find out more.
Yeah, sure. You know, in California, Thomas Keller French Laundry. In New York, Per Se, which is his other restaurant. In Chicago, there's many, many. Bellina, GT Fish and Oysters, Yusho, our restaurant, Belly Cube. So these are alumni or chef colleagues that really lay the path for them to be able to work with kids who are needing mentorship and being able to create and become chefs someday and work as a hospitality member in our field.
And the website, so people can get more information, get involved, support, and find out everything that's going on.
Yes, it's www.trotterproject.org, and please check it out. And you'll also see United Airlines, who's our airline partner, who's been very, very supportive and are donating through their Bistro on Board sales $1 for every meal sold. So this will be very exciting for us, first time to have them.
That's great.
What a way to keep his legacy going strong.
Absolutely. Great job. And great to meet you. Bill, great to meet you. Thank you both for being here. Really appreciate it. And Dana, is always a pleasure.
Thanks
and
for having me.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then find out what's in the news next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.